Welcome to episode 28 of Radio 5Y. This is our second eCamp episode. We have been here, this is Wednesday, so we've been here, this is our third day, our second full day here. The weather is beautiful again today, it's gorgeous out. I think this is the best weather we've had in years at eCamp, actually, to be honest. It's quite nice, and everyone seems to be having a good time. And I've gotten a lot of nice compliments from the staff on the kids. And we just had lunch. We had grilled cheese and French fries for lunch. And I'm sitting here. We just talked to some people. And so let me, you probably don't want to hear me anymore. You want to hear them. So let me switch you over to some of the kids and what they've been doing. Okay, I'm sitting here with Catherine and Anna, and they're going to tell me what they've been doing lately. So what did you do? You just came back from a class. Well, I see, Catherine, you have dirt all over your face, or charcoal, I guess, is all over your face. So why don't you tell me what that's about?
Well, so I just took a camouflage class with Emu. So we got charcoal and dirt, and we made marks on our faces so that we could camouflage. And then we played camouflage in the woods, and then we got back and covered ourselves in dirt.
Wow. To be clear, it was the teacher's name is Emu. You didn't actually take the class with an Emu, right?
No, right.
Okay. So how about last night? So last night you went on a night hike. What was one of the things you did at the night hike that was really interesting?
Well, so we all sat in a circle, and then my field group leader, Mox, he told us a story with a candle on, and he told us to cover one eye the whole time. And then when the story was over, he turned out the light, and one eye had night vision, and one eye didn't.
What did that relate back to? Did it relate back to a certain profession?
Yeah, it related to how the cones, we use the cones usually during the day, and then the rods in the night. So when we covered one eye, both of our eyes had night vision, and then one of the eyes looked at the candle for too long, and then it went back to regular vision.
Cool. You don't have dirt on your face, Anna, so I'm assuming you didn't take the camouflage class, or did you manage to wash yourself up?
I took the survivor class with Hoot Hoot.
And so what did you do in the survivor? Oh, this is the one about water and stuff, right?
He taught us how to boil water with just a plastic bottle and a string.
How do you do that?
So you tie the plastic bottle you tie it with the string and you hold it over a fire and it'll start to boil.
But you can't hold it too close to the fire, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about last night at your night hike? What did you do? Something other than the rods and cones?
Well, my teacher, Laffy Caffy Cakes, she told us that if you, like, chew on a lightsaber, like a specific kind, then you can see a little spark inside your mouth.
Cool. And you can see a spark, I take it?
Yes.
Very cool. How about anything else you've been doing that's been good? Have you been to the beach yet?
My group hasn't been to the beach yet, but we might go soon.
How about you? Have you been to the beach yet?
We've been to the beach.
What did you see at the beach?
Well, I saw something that looked like seaweed trying to eat a clam.
Cool. And what was it? What actually was it?
It was seaweed that like grew onto a mussel.
Very cool. Thank you, girls. Why don't you go back to your gaga? Okay, I'm sitting here with Jonathan and Emily. So, what did you guys do for classes?
I did, show them all of them.
No, today, what did you do this morning?
I did the survivor one.
And so what did you learn about surviving?
Not to go near a bear and its cub.
That's probably very good advice. In what other classes, what's been your favorite class so far?
Probably yesterday's eating rocks.
Yesterday what?
Eating rocks.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't literally eat rocks, right?
No.
So what did you do?
We kind of we used Oreos, pudding, and sprinkles, and the Oreo, I think the pudding represented the mantle, the sprinkles represented the crust, and I think the Oreos represented the core.
Yep, exactly. Hey, did your sister give you any advice, or sisters give you any advice for your camp?
Take pictures of the dining hall and everyone in the cabin in your field group.
Cool. How about you, Emily? What have you been doing? What was your last field group?
My last field group, or like class, I just
said. Oh, class, whichever.
The last class I did, Namaste, and he was called I Need a Doctor in the Woods, and he learned how to like help people in the woods, like if they had like a cut, what to do, or if they had like a broken bone.
So what should I do if I'm in the woods and I have a cut?
If you have a cut, they want to make, there's four steps, they all rhyme. One of them, I'm number one, to make sure that you're safe in the surroundings, that nothing else will harm you while you're rescuing the person. Two, I forget number two, but like three, not on me, and four, is there any more? Like, if any more people who need help? And so what you would do, you would go through those steps and then like inspect the cut to make sure, like see where it came from and stuff. And then you would like clean it a little bit with water if you have some, and then try to wrap it around to keep the blood from stop bleeding, like use tight, yeah.
How about last night? What did you do that was really cool last night?
My field group, we went like near the beach or near the beach or marsh. And my field group leader, she gave us a wintergreen mint, and she made us look at someone across the room, or across like each other outside, and you put the wintergreen lifesaver in your like mouth behind, like near your jaw, or like in the back, and you'll bite down on it, and it will be a spark, like a fire, and it's like the wintergreen acting like a quartz rock. Where if you go like that, like scrape it, it will light up. So that's what we did.
Very cool. How about you, Jonathan? What did you do last night that was interesting?
She had us like cover our field group leader cover an eye, and we'd stare at a candle, and she told us a story, and since we were covering one eye, it kept staying in the dark, so it kind of got used to the dark. But the other eye was like the cones in it, the cells in your eyes that help you see color were getting like useful. And then when you switched your hand to covered your other eye, it was kind of like all pixelated.
Cool. Thank you guys. Okay, so I'm sitting here with Connor, Neil, Luke, and Dominic. And so tell me one thing you've been doing that you've really found interesting. Dominic.
Well, for one of my choice classes, I took like an egg launch, and I found it really cool that you can launch an egg about 200 feet and it won't even crack most of the time.
So how did you, so you had to protect your egg, right?
Well, some of the time we had to protect our egg. Me, Brian, and, it was me, Mason, and Trevor. We made an egg that had protection on it, and it cracked, and all the other ones didn't, so we kind of, but ours went the farthest.
So how would you further protect your egg so it wouldn't crack?
I think we should have put more, cardboard and packing peanuts around it.
Cool. And actually, I was there when you were at the very end of it. What were you trying to do with the egg at the very end of it?
Oh, we were just testing out, if the egg would crack without the protection, which sometimes it didn't, but sometimes it did.
But did you try squeezing an egg?
Oh, yeah, we tried squeezing the egg, but it would only break if you used two hands because I don't think you have enough strength if you put the bottom side of it on the palm of your hand.
Was it something to do with the shape, too?
Yes, it was.
Cool. Okay. Luke.
One of my choice classes was we built an arch bridge, and I learned that there had to be a keystone, and if there wasn't, the bridge would just collapse.
Cool. Did you walk across the bridge?
Yes.
Was it hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to walk across one of those, and it was hard. What did you just do for a class right this afternoon?
I did like a Doctor in the Woods thing where like we had one person read a card, and they had to like act like they were hurt, and then we had to try and like help them.
cool. What's one quick fact you learned about first aid?
That you, like, there's a first-degree burn, a second-degree burn, and a third-degree burn.
And what in general should you do for burns?
For a first-degree burn, you should run it under cold water. A second-degree burn, you shouldn't because it would hurt. And, like, a third-degree burn, you should go to see the doctor.
Excellent. Thank you, Luke. Nia, what have you been doing that's been really interesting?
I like making a rope bridge with my Uncle Steve.
And what did you learn from making the rope bridge?
I learned that you have to make it tight or else it will, like, slip down and hit the ground or any water that's under it.
Did you learn anything about knots?
Yeah, we learned how to make, like, a hitch knot, and, yeah.
How about last night? What did you do last night during your night hike?
We went to the marsh, and our field group leader, Emu, sprayed orange peel oils on a candle, and it, like, kind of blew up a little and sparked.
And why did you do that?
To show us, like, that there are oils in the orange peel and they can do stuff to the fire.
Cool. How about you, Connor? What have you been doing that's been interesting?
Well, this afternoon for my choice class, I did a squid dissection.
Oh, cool. What did you learn about squids?
Well, we learned that their head and brain and eyes are in the lower half of their body, and also that they have two different types of, like, tentacles. They have two long ones that are called the tentacles, and they have eight smaller ones that are called arms.
Cool. How about you? What else have you been doing? Let's see. Anything you learned last night in your night hike that was interesting?
Well, we got lifesavers, and if you opened your mouth and kept them dry and you bit them between your teeth, they would light up.
Cool. Thank you so much, Connor. Anna. Anna B. So tell me, what have you been doing?
Well, I went to a camouflage.
Yeah, I gathered that from looking at your face. That's why I called you over.
And I also yesterday dissected a sea urchin.
Oh, cool. We haven't heard about the sea urchin yet. So tell us about the sea urchin. What would it look like inside the sea urchin?
Inside, it had these weird guts things. And then it had almost a little head, but it was inside its body, and then a little beak was sticking out at the bottom, and it had green little spikes on the top, and then you could just use scissors to crack open the shell and open it up, and you could see the inside. It was really cool.
What did you get? I know you have an eyelac bead on. What did you get your eyelac bead for?
Well, I was at lunch, and then a ton of people left, and then I stacked up the chairs, so then someone gave it up to me.
Very nice. Thank you, Anna. Okay, I've got Emmett and Will, and Connor. And Connor, come over here. So I got Emmett, Will, and other Connor. I've already talked to one Connor, now I can talk to another Connor. So you guys, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you've been doing. What's maybe one of the classes you've been taking or something you've learned in field group on this beautiful day?
Well, I learned how to survive in the woods, like, to make fresh water.
So how do you make fresh water, Will?
So what you do is you tie a string above the, just on the bottom of the bottle, and then you heat it over a fire, and then you just let it sit to cool off, and then you drink it.
Cool. What else have you been doing?
I've also been doing, I haven't done any dissections, but I also been doing hikes in the woods, but nothing's really happened in the woods. Like, I found a few dead snakes, but
you're still good there. How about you, Emma? What classes have you been taking?
I've been taking the survival class with Will, and, I learned how to make the fresh water and to, like, tell which leaves are edible to eat.
So how can I tell? Is there any rules for telling if a leaf is edible?
I don't really know. He just told us which leaves are edible, so we could just, like, eat them.
Okay. How about last night? What did you do last night that was interesting in your night hike?
Oh, yeah. We hiked down in the woods, and we learned about how the eyes were working and how you can't see colors in the night.
Can you tell me why you can't see colors in the night?
Because it's dark out, and some part of your eye can't see like the dark, so you can't see colors.
How about you, Connor? What have you been doing that's been interesting?
We've been doing field group, which we learned how to start a fire.
So how do you start a fire?
I mean, there are many different ways. You can get, like, use, like, flint and steel. First have to make fireplace first, since...
Are there any requirements to having to making a fire?
Yeah, like, you need, like, flammable materials and ignition.
How about anything else you've been doing? How about something from... What was the class you took today?
I took the Survivor.
So what's one tip for surviving I should know?
To get fresh water.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening, and I'm going to leave you with some of our singing from last night with a song that I think you probably will know.